wipe the godim and not washing herself before. Let's see the halachas. Nachon shetichas kol gufa, kol shetefsek betara. Before the efsek tara, it's right that she should wash her whole entire body. She take a complete bath. That's what Shulchan Aruch says, and the Tzemach Tzedek says. That is what the Ramo says. Shetichas gufa means kol gufa. Why is that? And that is, there's two reasons that are said why that is. One reason is Aleph, is because she might have some dam in her goof. You know, she just was a needle, she's been flowing dam. And that dam might come in her clothing. And she'll see the dam in the Shiva Nekiyah. And she'll bring it to the Rav. And the Rav will have no idea where the dam came from. And according to the halachos of Ksamim, he might have to paskin that the Shiva Nekiyah is no good. And for no reason, she made a kilkul on his Shiva Nekiyah. That's the main reason. And there's another reason brought in the poskim, which is fakir. She'll find dam in the Shiva Nekiyah, and she'll say to herself, well, that came from before. It's not for now. So because of those two reasons, she's mechuyah to wash her whole entire kuf. Now, since it's more likely that whatever dam will come in a place where you have to be machmer on the din of a kesem, it'll be around the oyster malkum, so be devil, she can't take a full bath, she at least, like all apocalypse, has to wash herself around the oyster mokum. The in the shano, the Ramo says, you shouldn't be in the shano from this meeting. Yeah.
That's
what we've got to talk about.
Before
I have
to
start,
yeah.
To start the shano. Now, there are poskim that say that you wait a few minutes from after taking the bath before you make the bdika septic tire. So the Chazon Ish points out that no Isha constantly flows for 5 days. Now or Noshim, most of our Noshim see 4, 5, 6 days, some of them. And it can't be that they're constantly flowing. It comes out in spurts. It comes out a little bit now, then a little bit in a few minutes, and a little bit another few minutes. So she takes a bath and she washes off all the dam and then she makes the Hefsek Tyre. It's very possible that the Hefsek Tyre is clean because she happens to have caught it right in the minute when she's not bleeding. And she'll bleed a minute later. So therefore, it's better to wait a few minutes before making the hefsek tire. But again, that's also not me'akid. You should make the hefsek tire immediately after the bath. In the poskim before the Chazon Ish, I didn't find anybody that even suggests such a thing. So if ever it's not me'akid, like a tefillah, she should wait a few minutes after the bath. Again, she made a bedikah when? She took a bath. She made a bedikah. Okay, she made a ticket. Right. You ever make a ticket? And every time you make a ticket, it's to be choshish to sit down afterwards. But what the Chazon Ish is saying is that if she didn't wash herself, so she didn't wash off whatever dam is in there, so making the ticket will show that there's no dam in there until she has stopped bleeding. But if she just washed herself and she doesn't wait a minute, so it could be it means nothing. That's the time. That's what the Chazon Ish is saying. Not Kamina. No, as long as he washes herself. Now on Shabbos she can't take a bath, so she's making a hefsek tire on Shabbos. So the halacha is brought in the poskim that she could take water that was warm from before Shabbos, not from the faucet, because that you're not allowed to do a suf for Shabbos. So you can take from the kettle, from the tea kettle, and take a little bit of warm water, and you can mix it with cold water as long as the mixture does not become yet the letters at the end. And she can wash around the oyster mokum before making the hefsek tire. I guess it comes from the poison that cold water, it doesn't do a good job. So it has to be warm water mixed with the cold water. But you got to be careful not to be mechal Shabbos when you do that. So the mixture, the final mixture, has to be less than the actual letters. This is not me'akev even during the week. Again, the rechita is not me'akev. If she comes out with a clean bedika, then she made a hefsek tire. Again, the main time for the rechit is for her own good. But she has to do it, even if she doesn't care for her own good, because that's why she takes the Shulchan Aruch, the Shanus, that she has to do that. But if she didn't do it, she couldn't do it, it was too difficult, she didn't have time, whatever the reason may be, it's not me'ak.
In other words, either that she'll stay
Yeah. Aren't we choshe for the other takon?
No, so would it make sense
that it doesn't have to. Yeah. Now you have to realize that the mode of clothing that our women have are not the same as what they had. So therefore, a lot of the simon kuf tzadik, which is the simon of ksamim, really don't apply to us. So most of the time, for a woman who finds dam on her underclothing, so her underclothing is tied against her guf, you can assume that it didn't come from any outside place other than the oysomot, since it's tied to the oysomot. So by us, the second time, it's not such a strong time as the first time, and even the first time, since it's tied against the guf, the her clothing is tied against her guf, so we don't have to be afraid that she might find a kesem that came from her arm. That was something of that sort. Okay, now, in the days of the Shulchan Aruch, so there's a whole long simon. Kuftali is the longest simon in Hilchos Nida. What if she found dam on her arm? What if she found dam on her toe? What if, by us, that's all not shaykh, because the fact that she wears tied underwear. But by then, they didn't wear such things. So it was shaykh to find dam any place in the group. It would be a kesem, and they wouldn't know where it's from. So that's why you have this whole sugya of a roi kesem in the Masechta Nida and also in Shulchan Aruch. Now, the whole entire time, Nekiyim, she is mechuyev to wear levonim. And her bed sheets have to be levonim, and even the pillowcases have to be levonim, and the Asher Moshe, if she's wearing tight underwear, they still have to be levonim, and he said, you shouldn't be meshane any mina kisro. Okay. Even if she's wearing white clothes, underwear, she should still have white sheets in the Shiva Nekiyim. The Torah Godel, and this is, I'm only putting this in so you should be aware of the fact, I'm not passing on this for any individual, but you should be aware of the fact that if a woman has problems going through the Shiva Nekiyim because of Ksomet, she shouldn't hesitate to ask a Rav, a Shaila, if she could put on a Beged Tavua to save herself from this Ksomet. Even during the Zayin Nekiyim. So there are person that are mad to this, Rabbi Kiva Eger is one of them, but again, each situation is different. We have to know why she's seeing this ksomim. Is there a possibility that the ksomim are not dam nida, but that the ksomim are from a makkah of some sort? If that's a possibility, then we would allow her to wear a beged tzavua. Of course, if she's seeing dam nida, then we're just fooling ourselves by wearing a beged tzavua. You're hiding something that you're not supposed to be hiding. But all that, everybody should go ahead and consult with their own rope. You should be aware that that's a possibility. It's good to see. If you don't know that's a possibility, so you might not ask. But you should be aware that that's a possibility. I know a younger man that didn't know that was a possibility, and his wife didn't go to mix for 3 or 4 months. And then finally she asked Rav Moshe Feinstein. And Rav Moshe Feinstein was very upset that the Shaila took 3 or 4 months to ask. So it's good to be aware that there is such possibility. In all these things, there are coolest. And a person shouldn't hesitate to ask a Rav. Alright. But as long as the halacha is, that's what you need a Rav. But the halacha is that if there's a makkah, even though it's possible there's a makkah, and it's possible there's a neither also, you don't know that it's one or the other. But when it comes to ksamim, we are always toiling on a makkah. We'll see soon in the Ramah that the first 3 days of the Shiva Nekiyim, we might not, it won't be so posh to be toiled on the market. But anytime we have a shaila like that, that's hard to paskin, the way out of the problem is by putting on a beged tzavua. Put on a beged tzavua, then you don't know that it's a kesem, you don't know what's there, and then you can go ahead and be make. But the shaila is, lechatchila, you have to wear white begodim in the Shiva Nekiyim. But there are ways to be mako. Again, it's not for individuals to be mako, but with their robe, and sometimes they're off together with the doctor, will pass them that yes, they should wear a beged tzavua. So it's good to know that. Fifth Dalit. Bechol yoy mezan yemei asfirot shichalios badekes lechatchilo pamayim bechol yoy. She has to make a bedika twice every day of the Shiva Nekiyim. Acha shachris, that is an extra vof, you can take it out. Acha shachris v'acha tzomuk lemen hashmosh. One bedika in the morning and one bedika in the evening. Every day of the Shiva Nekiyim, 2 bedikas. Vim lo vodka bekol ha-shiva l'pam achat. But if she only made 1 bedika, the whole entire Shiva Nekiyim, besides the Hefzek Taira, lo shna vodka be-yom Rishon shel Shiva, or be-yom Hashvi, or be-echad me-yom Tzoyim, and it makes no difference which one. Was it the first day, the middle day, or the last day of the Shiva Nekiyim? Me-acha she vodka be-yom she-koydem Hashvi, since she made a bedika before the 7th day, u-motza te-hoyro, all of them, they all count. But she made no bedikas at all. ויום השמיני בודקו מוצא תהוירו, אין לו יום חס בלבד, הוא משלם את הולף. Then she only has the eighth day, and she has to count another 7 days after the eighth day. ויש אומרים, this is the important part, שצורך שתבדוק ביום ראשון, מהשיבה, וביום השביעי, ואין לה הוקו. And the mechaber ends off, that is, you're showing that that's not good enough to make just one bedik in the Shiva Nikiyim, but you have to make one at least the first day, and at least one on the last day. That's how we're passing in the Machloikas. You don't need two the first day, and two on the last day, Leikuba. Leikuba, one the first day, and one the last day, and the mechaber ends off with a very stark illusion, ve'ein lehokul, and you can't be mekul on this. So, the kol apostle is a bedika the first day, and a bedika the last day. Now let's turn the halachos. The cholyom ezayin nekiyim tzricha lechatzchiru lifto pamayim echo beboyke vecho boeret. Chen tzricha lifto chaluka becholyom. Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Sidretire mentioned that she has to check her clothing also every day. It's not enough just to make the bedika, but she's got to check her clothing, the white undergarments that she's wearing every day. She's also, yeah. Well, I don't know if it's exactly twice a day, but she should check it. I don't think I should check it twice a day, but every once in a while, or at least once a day, she should check. No. The Shumayfer, I want to make that clear. A woman should not look in the toilet paper, not in the Shiva Nikiyim, not in the Shiva Nikiyim, at all, ever. Okay, that's one of the main things. It should be printed in big, bold letters. Okay? Now, right there. In Bodko Atma Ve'yom Rishon. Ah, the Gimel. If she's afraid that are they making bedikas, it could irritate her. Are they roif a bedikas? That's a let her ask a rov. Can she make less bedikas? Normally the answer would be yes. She can make less bedikas. But then in such a case, she should at least wipe herself from the outside twice every day. But if she forgot one of them, she only remembered one of those two, then she should make a shaylah tzoch. She shouldn't just pasken on her own that it's no good. She should call up a rov and pasken, and definitely she should call up a rov if she already went to the mikvah, in which cases most of the time most rabbanim would be making. If she by mistake she went to the mikvah, she forgot to make a bedikah on the seventh day. Now by the way, she makes a bedikah 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Seventh day, she completely forgot to make a bedika. That's the middle days don't count at all. Now, bedika is the first and last day, not just 2 days. But all that should be taken into account when a person calls up the rov to see what the halach is. She made a bedika the first day, and then she made a bedika on the eighth day, right? So then the halach is that it doesn't count, and the eighth day becomes the first day of the Shiva Nikiyim. However, she made one the first day, and she made one on the middle day, and then she made one on the eighth day, so the middle day connects the first to the eighth, and she can go to mikvah at the end of the eighth day. She made the bedikah the first day.
Right.
Then she made the second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day. She didn't make the last day, she's not allowed to go to mikvah that night. She has to go to mikvah the next time. She went already, she calls up a rov. I'm not passing this, not in the Shia. She calls up a rov. If she didn't go yet, she could call up a rov anyhow. But the plain halacha, without calling up a rov, if you can't get a hold of a rov, then the halacha would be that she can't go to mikvah until the eighth day at night. However, if she didn't make any bedikas in the middle day, she made the bedikah the first day, then nothing. And she forgot the seventh day also. Right, let's say the rov told her not to make bedikas in the middle day because she's irritated. And then the seventh day she forgot. And now it's after the shkia. She hasn't gone to the mikvah. So she has to call up a rov. Normally, poshet speaking, the halacha would be that she has to start counting Shiva Nikiyim again. There can't be more than 5 days in between the bedikas. However, she made one the first day. Then she made one the fourth day, the moshul. She forgot the seventh day. Then she can go ahead and make one the eighth day and go to the mikvah. Because the fourth day connects the first. As long as there's no 5 days in between bedikas, the Shiva Nikiyim is still called Chiloson V'Soifen. You need the first bedika because that denotes counting. You're starting to count first, and you ended the counting by the seventh. So that's the minimum. But again, in all of these cases, you should call up a rov. I'm telling you, but the Poshet HaLoch is that she won't be able to go to mikvah. If she already went to the mikveh, she should certainly call up a rav to see what to do. But if she wants to call up a rav, she should call a rav anyhow. If she's taking a shower or a bath during the shiva and the kiyum, so she should make the bedikah before the shower rather than after. That's brought in the achronim. If a woman finishes shiva and the kiyum, for whatever reason she's not going to the mikveh, her husband is out of the country, she won't be coming home for 3 or 4 days, she should not make any bedikas whatsoever after she finishes shiva and the kiyum. There's no necessity to do that. A lot of women are mixed up about this, because there is a halacha by a kala. If a kala finishes the shiva and the kiyum and she's not getting married for another 3-4 days, so then for those 3-4 days she has to make a bedikas twice a day until the chasana. That's the halacha. But that's only by a kala, because there's the dam chimur of the chasana, the excitement of the chasana can make her see dam, so we're afraid of that, so she makes this bedikas. But by a regular woman, once the shiva and the kiyum is over, if she's done, whatever reason she's postponing her going to the mikveh for a few days, there's no necessity to make bedikas, and there's no necessity to wear bigdei lavan. As a matter of fact, she should take off the bigdei lavan and start wearing a beged tavua until she goes, even though she's going to the, she's not going to the mikveh meanwhile. Okay, sleep vav. Kol bedikas elu, ben bedikas esek tayru, ben bedikas kol shiva, trichos dios, bebeged pishton lavan yoshon. It has to be with a beged pishton, white linen, or tzemer gefen, or cotton, or tzemer lavanoki, or now wool. But it has to be white, beroch, and soft. Betachniseu beoysom mokom beoymek, and she has to put into the oysom mokom deep inside, due to loshen shulchan aruch, lechurin ulizdokin ad mokom she'asham esdosh, until the place where the eved tashmish can reach the shav tashmish amish. And she has to look at it to see that there's no dam. And it's not enough that she just put it in a little bit inside the oyster mokum to clean herself. And if it's very difficult for her to put it so deep inside a mokum she hasham es dosh, lepachas bedika shel yom hefsitayr, uvedika shel yom rishon me'ashiva tiyena mokum she hasham es dosh. At least the first day after Tyre, and the first one of the Shiva Nikim, the first day, should be until as deep as the Mokom, where the Eber HaTashmish can go in, the Shas Tashmish. V'im lo osa tokeim v'bedikas yom rishon, ta'ase pa'am achat m'bedikas shor yomim. So the Ramos says, and if she didn't do it the first day, so at least one of the middle days she should do it. Mi'u b'de'evet, v'im lo osa tokeim klau, if she didn't do this at all, she didn't go until Makom she'asham es dosh. She didn't go as deep as the Eved Tashmish can go in. But she went as deep as she could in the Churin and Zdokin. Even though she didn't go as deep as that, Tagilo, that's enough. And this is basically how we pass him like the Ramah, that if she couldn't go as deep as the Makom she'asham es dosh, but she went deep inside, as deep as she could, the Churin was docking, so then that counts for a bedika. So now the halachas. This is good advice, that a woman should wash her hands before she makes the bedika. We've already found red color on the bedika cloth that came from the woman's hand, rather from her goop, and sometimes a rav may not catch it. And even if he does catch it, sometimes it's difficult to tell where it came from. She may have had a cut, she may have some makeup on her hands. She should use cotton, that's what we use with manazeh, and it should be used, not brand new. It should be washed, it should be soft, and it should be more or less 4x4 as long as 4x4 inches. It shouldn't be bigger and it shouldn't be much smaller. If it's much bigger, it's very hard to make a bedika. If it's smaller, it's also hard to make a bedika. Then she takes this becket and she puts it in as deep as she can in order to make the hefsek tayra and the bedika. And if she doesn't put it in deep enough, she just mekaneach mi bechutz the loshen apoyskin is lo mehani klau because asayin ekim keloi hoyu. So if she didn't have asayin ekim, and they go even biter, and they're all going to the mikvah, it's gilu she didn't go to the mikvah, and they use very sharp lashonos on this. So at least they have the tyra and the bedika of the first day and the last day should be in churin and dokin. If it's very hard to be boited because the shmat is very dry, so she can go ahead and wet the shmat a little bit with water. If that's not good enough, then you gotta call up a Rav and ask him for a shayla. Each Rav pasuk is different. But you can put on baby oil or KY jelly. A lot of people are makel. Vaseline, I don't know anybody that's makel. But KY jelly or sometimes the baby oil, they might be makel to put a couple of drops on the cloth to make it easier to be voided. After she takes out the baguette, she should look on both sides to see if it's done, because many times inside the baguette tilts over, you know, twists over, and they'll find dam, even though it's be on the inside of the baguette, and you might think, well, how did that dam get there? But because it got twisted inside, it got there, and that would also not be good. Now, that's another thing. All Rabbonim that I know of are very marked that the Mordechai should not be a tampon, or certainly not a bedika, because a tampon is a solid piece of material, and it cannot go into churin and stop it. And a lot of Rabbonim that I know of, from the big Rabbonim, hold that a filu b'deved is not a bedika. So they should not use the tampons, not for a bedika, and not for a moich dochuk. Now, in Shulchan Aruch Seif Yud, Hashiva Nekiyim, I'll tell you outside because we're running out of time. The Shiva Nekiyim have to be continuous. So if she sits down in the middle of Shiva Nekiyim, it breaks out the whole entire Shiva Nekiyim, and she has to start again. We already mentioned last week, Be'arichas, that you don't need 5 days in such a case. And we already mentioned how you go ahead and make a tzedik. Doesn't matter. The reason she doesn't need 5 days is because since there was no possibility of Tashmi Shamita, there's no possibility of that the shit was there. Alright, we're starting right away again. At least one of them. If at least one of them was done properly, then the rov will allow to go to me. Lechatchila, yeah, lechatchila has to be bedikas. But if it's difficult for her, so then she could be more makel. Okay, Vestas. First thing we have to know about Vestas is that Vestas is their abundance. You look in the Bes Yosef on your own time. It's a shtickle Bes Yosef here. Bes Yosef brings Roif Rishonim hold that Vestas is their abundance. Even though in the Gemara we learn that from the Izatim has been as Yisrael mitu Moslem. But that's only an Asmachta. And we pass him with their abundance. There's a din of Vestas. Now, I mentioned already at the beginning that when we say that it's a din versus their abundance, that means that when Aisha is expecting to get her period of Pihaloch, which we'll talk about next week, how we take a cheshbon when she's expecting to get her period. So the halach is that you have to separate from her, like have a certain inyone, which we'll learn soon. Even though that's a their abundance, it's the same rabbanan that tells us, again, I'll use my grobe moshel, that we can't eat a hatov with milk. And if we don't eat a hot dog with milk, then we can't do this. You know, it wouldn't occur to us to be Mekel and that they're abundance. It shouldn't occur to us to be Mekel and Vestas either. And the Ramban writes, and so the Chokhmah Sodom, that his whole life he has it over Hilchus Vestas. And Baruch HaMokhon, that he was never Nichshol. And he doesn't mean that he was never Nichshol, Chashmisholon, that he had Tashmish Amita with a Nida. That he never had Tashmish Amita with a Isha when there was a Chash Vest. Because if a person does, then they're abundant. The same as if they ate a hot dog with milk. And the halacha is, what's the kapora for that? I think most running hold the kapora is 40 tanesim. They don't have to be in order. But whatever the kapora may be for their abundance. So it's not, we shouldn't, I know a lot of people have already started to make a cheshbon. Vestas is too hard. And we can't figure it out. So we're taking a chance. And everything will be okay. The bunch will watch over it. But it's not okay, because if you don't keep a cheshbon of the Vestas, however, they're abundant, like any other, they're abundant. So that's just the Hakdama. Simekuf Pei Dal Tziv Pei. When Aisha is expecting to see her best, we're not learning tonight how we know that. That's for next week. By the way, it's a very good computer program. It's Mamish 100% foolproof for Vestas. If anybody wants to get that program and not have to make all the fishboiners, that's fine too. You know, I mean, a lot of Rabbanim were against it in Eretz Yisrael because they said all kinds of reasons that it's not good that they shouldn't go to a Rav, and they're going to pass the computer. And one even Rav went so far as to say that it's a big mile to go to a Rav, because when you come to the Rav's house, you'll see how a Rav lives and how you're supposed to live and how you're, you know, and all these things. Alright, but whatever it is, but certainly, even if it's second best to the Rav, but it's better than, certainly better than that, not keeping the cheshbon. The program is unbelievable. I haven't been able to beat it yet. I tried many times, all kinds of complicated vessels, it chaps everything. The person who programmed it did a mamish lishmo, not for profit. He takes every penny that he makes out of the program. He's very mocked that you shouldn't copy. he has to purchase the program, and he's makpid on that, but he takes all the money, goes to tzedakah. He doesn't keep one penny of profit from the program. Bring that the next week, I'll bring you the address. I have it at home. I grabbed it in paper, he sent it to me. But I'll bring you the address, where to get it. Anyhow, so that's one way of making the cheshbon. The other way is come next week to the Shia, and we'll work on the cheshbon. I bet you nobody going to be here. Okay, anyhow, so Beshas Vesta, the halacha is he has to separate from himself. Shulchan Aruch says, you look in Shulchan Aruch, V'loi mishar kreivos, alo mitashu shamita b'uvat. But not from other kreivos. We learned all the kreivos before. Those kreivos, you don't have to separate from. Only strictly speaking from Tashmish Amita Bilvat. And it's also from one oina. In other words, if Aisha is expecting to see her, get her period during the daytime, so she has to separate from her husband from Tashmish Amita during the daytime. If she's expecting to get her period at nighttime, which we'll see how you expect that, so it's nighttime. But it's never more than one oina. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Now, if you look under Aleph, Hamach and Beshar Krevus, whoever is machmer in other kreivos, hainot chibuk v'nishuk, kissing and embracing, and not to sleep in one bed, tova olav bracha. That's what the achronim say. It's not a ikar adin, but tova olav bracha. I think that's the prevalent minik. Chibuk v'nishuk is also, not also, again, it's tova olav bracha, and also not to sleep in one bed, because all those are, according to a lot of poskim, the oraisa when she is an eagle. Now, the Trumas Adeshin questions the whole idea of being Mate Chibuk V'Nishuk in the Oynas Aves. What are we afraid of? Why did they make Vestas? That in the middle of Tashmish Amita, she'll sit down and you'll be Chashmishol V'Boil and Nida Yisukar. So the Trumas Adeshin said, Chibuk V'Nishuk is also Nisa Deraisa. So why are we worried that in the middle of being Mechabek HaMenashish, you'll become an Nida? And you'll be over that Nisa Deraisa. He says, now don't tell me because Chibuk V'Nishuk is only Nisa Lav. Because you don't find anywhere that Chazal were more machmer and gezeiros because of alav over chorus, because chorus over alav. And the Mele Trumas Adeshin says, and the Taz brings it, that Meikar Adin, Chibuk and Nishuk is also. But all the Achroinim Acholik and the Trumas Adeshin, and they say that the reason why we're more machmer in Tashmish Amita than we are in Chibuk and Nishuk is because Tashmish Amita biologically can bring up needles. And that, if you ask any doctor, they'll tell you that's absolutely true. What's in Nogea medicine? Nogea, when a woman is pregnant, she's due, so some doctors will advise you not to have Tashmish Amita, because it can bring on labor. And now it causes something there in the uterus to move in such a way that it can bring on labor, and it also can bring on needles. So in Mela, we're very much in Tashmish Amita, because we hush the fact that she's expecting to get her period at any minute now. Tashmish Amita will bring it on, and Tashmish Shalom, the person will be boiling and eat. But Chibuk V'Nishuk, we're not afraid of that. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskens. But the Shach says, if you're machmer, tov olav brach. Now there's another Yeshoimrim here, base, and that's the famous Oinas or Zeruah. There was Zeruah, who's a Rishon, so he writes that he was mekabel from his Rebbeim that the Oinas Aves is 24 hours. In other words, if she's expecting to see at night, you have to add the 12 hours before, the day before. So she's expecting to get her period Aleph Nissan at night. So then, on Choftes Adar, during the day, she would have to go ahead and separate. And if she's expecting to see Aleph Nissan during the day, so then Aleph Nissan at night, she would also have to separate. That's the Ozeruah's Qumran. The Beis Yosef brings the Ozeruah. And the Beis Yosef says it's Vekef from the Gemara, because the Gemara goes out of its way to say it's only one oina. The Gemara says Vekama, the Gemara says oina achas. And then the Gemara says, you mean an additional oina? And the Gemara says, no, I mean oina achas. That's rubber. So it seems like the Gemara went out of its way to say that the halach is not Zagreb safe. So that's what the Beis Yosef says, and maybe he doesn't bring in the Shulchan Aruch and his Meiko. The Shach brings the Ozeruah, and he says the Ozeruah is right, because at the time of the Gemara, women were so regular that they saw at the exact same hour every month. Every month on Rosh Chodesh, a woman saw at 12 o'clock noontime. So therefore, the Gemara says, only one oina. Not just the hour, but the whole 12-hour period around that hour. Shach says, but our Noshim don't have that. The Noshim of the Shach only saw to the same oina. Says, you have to add something. What are you going to add? Says, you add the oina before. Nobody clearly knows why the oina before more than the oina after, right? So I had a svara one time, but it's not for now. But anyhow, suffice it to say that the shach holds like there was a ruah. Most of the rabbonim in America that I knew of, I think Rav Moshe was machmer, Rav Shapik was machmer, that you should keep the Or Zeruah. In Eretz Yisrael, the less machmer, because the Chazon Ish was fire against keeping the Or Zeruah. He didn't hold from it. And it's a big machlokes achronim. You'll ask, each person will ask his own rov how to be noyik. Now, that's in Siv base. That's how halachos of it. In Siv Dalit, it says that if she normally sits around the Neitz Hachamu, and she doesn't know, Velokim lo shapri, koidem an etzachamu achru. She doesn't know exactly. Did she see before the Neitz, or did she see after the Neitz? See if she saw after the Neitz, so then her oina saved. Next month, it will be during the day. If she saw before the Neitz, then her oina saved will be at night. There is no ben hashmoshes legabed is din. It's Neitz and Shkir. The Kulam, here comes Rabbeinu Tam, everybody. It's Neitz and Shkir. Because Vestas is totally in the Mehale Chachamah, and the Mehalach HaLevonim. I saw a Havdil in the National Geographic that by mammals, till today, they made a story, mammals are absolutely, they have a Veskavua to the Chodesh. They see according to the lunar calendar and the same Oina. I don't remember what year or what, the Bekias I don't have on the National Geographic, but there was such a thing. So Noshim were that way too. The Achronim are already right because our Noshim are busy with all kinds of things, so there was a Shikol Shinui in the Teva, so they're not as regular as they used to be. But anyhow, so she saw after the Neitzachamo, so the Vest is Beyoim. If she saw before the Neitzachamo, so the Vest is at night, what if she doesn't know? She knew it was more or less around the Neitzachamo. It could have been a minute before, could have been a minute after, she's in the super. Shteit in Shulchan Aruch that she has to hold the Yoim. Why? So the Rosh says, because the Yoim, the last month, if she saw a minute before the Neitz, so during the day she was definitely a nida, right? At night it's a sofer. So therefore we'll take he or she saw during the day. If you'll ask me a question, that who cares whether she's a nida during the day? We are only worried about the beginning of her vest. When did she start to see? Because that's what we're worried about. And the fact that she's definitely a nida during the day has nothing to do with when she started to see, right? And the answer is like this, because this is a sofer derabbanan. Vest is derabbanan. And it's a sofik. We don't know if it's day, and we don't know if it's night. So what do we do in a case of a sofik? Three possibilities. We'll say she's machmer at night and the day. Possibility number one. Possibility number two, she's making all together. Because at night you'll say it's during the day. And during the day you say it's at night, and it's a sofik derabbanan lekula. But that doesn't look right, because that Mexican shikra, it looks like it's some kind of, because she's definitely saw one time. So therefore, there's the third choice. Or really, it's four choices, night or day also. But the Rosh says, day only, it doesn't make sense. You know, the whole thing is modnezach, it doesn't make sense. So the Rosh says, it doesn't have to make that much sense. You need just a time, any time at all, to say that the day is more than the night. And that time is because the day she was definitely in need. That's the Shulchan Aruch part. The Shach says on this, that we machmer both, and that's the meaning. The meaning is to be marked with both the night and the day in such a case. Okay, I guess we'll stop here. Bring the sheets back next week. We didn't finish. Okay.
You're here yesterday. Yeah,